Hello and welcome to MGP 442. It's the football episode, everybody. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
442. Hooray!
Language.
Oh. Well, that's what you have to do. It's the law. I've been saving that for 10 years. I've been wanting to do that. That's why I spent all that money on a beep button, so that I could do that when this episode came up. This is the last episode now. Mission accomplished. That's all I wanted to do. In fact, that's not true. I want to get to episode 619 so I can do it in a mask and spin around in the ropes. So that'll be my next one. That's the next goal. That's like 4 years away.
Anybody know what that's a reference to? What the hell?
Saying things and I don't know what it means.
Pav knows what that's about, and everyone cool listening knows why I'm going to wear a luchador mask in episode 619.
Oh, the intros. I can guess now. It's some weird childish.
The intro music will be different as well for that episode as well.
Yeah, it's going to be glorious. So yeah, 4 years to get a luchador mask that fits over a pair of spectacles, or to get my eyes lasered. Either way, I've got 4 years to solve that problem now. But magical stuff.
Sure, you have to do that with your eyes open awake, though? They just burn your eyes while you sit there and watch.
I don't know. It's worth it so that I can wear a luchador mask for episode 619.
Can you just take your glasses off and...
I won't be able to see, will I, sheepdog?
You could put contacts in anyway.
I can't do an entire hour-long episode not being able to see.
I sometimes realise...
How am I going to read
the script? Plenty of times mid-podcast I've realised my eyes aren't even open. I've just been talking completely blind.
Yeah, which is why you constantly
time.
Go off script. Pab spends all day, Wednesday and Thursday, planning this out for us, sends us the scripts, and then you just say any old nonsense that comes into your head.
I mean, if I'm honest, yeah, Pab, you might as well stop sending me those scripts. I know you've sent me, like, what, 250 now?
This is what we're paying him for.
I don't even read them.
Editing.
I don't even read them. And I always send him the file saying, do not edit. So mine go out cold. It's,
To be fair, though, on the flip side of that, we rarely include Sheepdog's content in the podcast, so...
It is true. I play all those games, and you just cut them out. I know he doesn't even put them in the description, and I'm like, I spent about half hour talking about game last week, and he's not even mentioned it in the description of the episode, so it's probably not there. I've never checked.
I need you to promise not to do that this week. You have to leave all of Sheepdog's games in this week. Do you promise, Pab?
Right, okay. I'll see what I can do. Yeah.
We'll be checking up on you. I might even listen back this week to check.
Okay, good.
Don't do that.
Are we all delightful anyway on this fine evening? Although it's morning when people are listening.
Yes.
Yeah, splendid. Very good.
I think everyone should be excited that they're listening to the birth of a stream team live in their ears right now. Who is doing robot noises in the background?
I don't know. I laughed, but I don't think that was the robot noises.
There's weird like robot noises.
Is there?
Anna, were you trying to speak? And we've installed something on Anna's microphone so that you don't hear clicking coming through from Anna's computer anymore. But I'm worried it just gave her robotic gobbling noises then. That was a bit weird.
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah,
so.
That is definitely broken. There we go, boys and girls. That should all be resolved. Apologies for Robot Anna just charging into the podcast and taking over. Normal Anna, would you like to confirm you have returned?
I'm here, I think.
Hey, Normal Anna's back.
Yeah.
What was that, Anna? What were you up to on your computer, Anna?
What was that? I was playing a game.
You thought you'd load a cheeky little game on your PC.
Yep, I was going to play Two Point Hospital for a bit.
Which didn't really like working with RTX Voice and Audacity all at the same
Obviously
time,
not.
Did it? Maybe this quite good gaming PC that sat
well,
on my office floor,
maybe.
We
should
put that
in.
Into the living room over the weekend and set you up on that, because then you would be able to do all of that and more, probably.
Maybe you should.
He
first
says he does,
tomorrow.
But he never
maybe
does.
I will.
He never, ever does.
I won't do it first thing tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday. It's God's Day.
No, he's going to
God's
the football.
God's Day Sunday, is it not?
God's Day is when I say it is. And I say it's tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. He's lucky he gets a day after what he did. He knows what he did. Goodness me.
I'm going to visit my parents tomorrow because they randomly, out of the blue, went and bought two dogs yesterday. Just completely at random. And sent me a picture.
I'd have sold them a dog if they wanted one.
They were just like, look what we got. And I was like, what the hell? Because they're getting elderly, I'm starting to worry about them. They got two little puppies, but they are starting to just act a little bit mad because they're getting old. I feel like their brains are turning to jelly, so I have to keep checking in on them. And I checked in, and they've just bought dogs inexplicably, so we're going to go see them tomorrow. I've already warned Mrs. Sheepdog that they're getting old, and these dogs are going to be around for nearly 20 years. I was like, they might be our dogs.
Yeah, I was going to say, your real fear isn't that your parents are going mad. Your real fear is that you've just got two dogs that you're going to have to take at some point.
So what I kind of thought was, this could be revenge on my dad's part, because I got a Labrador when I was 18, and I went to uni when I was 19, completely unplanned. I just didn't really think ahead. And so my dad inherited that dog, and I think this is just...
Yeah,
his little revenge. But
I'm just gonna force him to live
20 years. They're both staying alive for the next 20 years now, just to make sure that I don't inherit these dogs, because they're Labradors.
Well, if they grow attached to these dogs, just say to them, look, if you die, I'm burying the dogs with you.
That might be what I say as I go in tomorrow. When I get to the house, the first thing I say at the door is, you realize I'm burying them with you, yeah? I mean, it's Claire thinks it's weird that that's where my brains went immediately.
As you said it, I was thinking, are you serious? Your parents got dogs? If my dad got a dog now, I'd drive him back to the pet shop myself.
I literally looked at the pictures and went, God, I said to my daughter, I was like, they'll still be here when you have kids. And then Mrs. Sheepdog looked at me like, what a thing to say. And then I was like, you think that's weird? They're going to be our dogs within 15 years probably. And she was like, they won't. I was like, are you sure? Something tells me that, yeah, they're going to be living in our house. And she was like, nah, it won't
come to that. She's just sat there thinking, they might be your dogs in 15 years.
Good point. Never thought of that. But yeah, I'm going to get the training in now, make sure they're well trained, and that they like me and stuff like that. And just teach them kill commands so that if the time comes...
I'm going to say, you're going about this all wrong. Make sure they like your sister. Just, you need to go in there and give them a little kick, so whenever you walk in them, they growl at you. So it's pretty... Well, the dogs, they've never liked me. Ever since they were puppies, them dogs have never liked me. Then you've got an out.
Yeah, but they've already got a dog, whereas we're going to...
Fill your sister's pockets with sausages or something.
Probably won't need to. She's part of my family. She's a meat eater in my family, so her pockets are already full of sausage, I imagine. But I word that so carefully. Now she's already got a dog, whereas we won't have a dog in 15 years' time. So, I figure it's just, I am going to lecture them. You didn't think of me at all when you made this decision. How dare you not plan ahead? Nah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing them. Although, they said they're not going to get them jabbed for like 3 weeks or something insane, because their vet, the vet next to their house, was like, yeah, we'll see you in a month. I was like, you know, there's like 50 other vets you could just go to. And they're like, nah, we're going to go to the one near our house. But like, you don't need to commit to the first one you go to.
And you say that, but getting an appointment at a vet anywhere is a nightmare. Dave still hasn't had his vaccinations because no vet's taking new customers on. So they actually, if they've managed to get an appointment for a month's time, that's actually pretty good. We've been waiting since June.
I literally rang my vet earlier and went, we want to bring our dog in on Tuesday. And
it's
went,
not
yeah,
a
cool,
new customer, though, is it? They're not taking on new customers.
Well, why don't you bring Dave along and I'll just make them think that my dog is slightly younger, slightly bigger, and has grown a tail. They're virtually the same breed. And they'll just be like, oh, wow, she's looking very healthy and busy.
And has grown a penis.
Yeah, and I'll be like, just give it a jab. And... yeah, don't ask any questions. They don't pay that much attention anyway. If I just tell them that the
I think a vet would notice, 15-year-old female dog turning up bigger, different colour, with a tail and a penis. I think a vet would probably notice that.
Not if I tell them that the lady who normally sees us was racist and get her sacked. Then the new vet doesn't know what she's dealing with.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because they'll never see it coming. Or I just ask to go to the same vet, but just down the road. There's two. So we could just go to the other one. They wouldn't know any different.
Interesting. I now think it's the vet you're describing that killed our cat, so we can't go there anyway.
To be fair, they killed my
axolotl. They tried to take us to court.
They tried to take you to court for killing your cat?
No, because they... there was some kind of mess up with the insurance at the time. We gave him all the insurance details, and about a year later, we got a court summons from him saying we haven't paid the bill. And we said, well, we filled in the form for the insurance that you asked us for. And they went, well, we can't find it. It's not my problem. And eventually we had to ring up the insurance people and said, can you deal with these morons, please? And we had a big fall. Eventually it was all paid for by insurance as it was supposed to be. But this is insurance that we'd since cancelled because obviously the cat was dead. And yeah, we fell out with them and had to move to a different vet. So probably isn't going to work with them.
Why weren't you using the vet next to your house?
That's the one we were.
Well, it's not that vet then. We stopped using them because they're idiots. This is a different vet.
Yeah. Point proven.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone's loving this vet talk. Every time you said I thought you were saying Yvette.
This is the vet podcast.
You've convinced me that Yvette my vet's name is Yvette now.
Off of Blue Peter.
I mean, her name's got to be Yvette. And if your name's Yvette, you become a vet, right? Yvette, if you're listening, are you a vet?
Even if you've got a natural aptitude for veterinariness, if you're called a vet, I imagine you rebel against it. Even if it's the most natural thing for you want to do. You love animals. You're a genius. You just find yourself sewing cut critters up when you're out and about. I think you still just rebel against it. No, this is what my parents wanted for me. They named me, you're a vet, basically. I'm not going to do it.
If my name was Yvette, I'd be opening a website called eVet where I gave online advice about veterinary stuff.
You could do that even though your name's not Yvette.
I can't. I'm not qualified to. So, I mean, if my name was Yvette...
I don't think just having the name Yvette means you're qualified to give veterinary advice.
I bet you. I'm going to go on evet.com now and I bet it's run by a woman called Yvette. And if it isn't, they're idiots. I can't spell
it. And if evet.com doesn't exist, you should start it even though you're not qualified, hire a vet to give the advice and make your millions. It could be the Spotify of like dog diseases.
What do you reckon evet.com is? It's a website.
Porn, probably.
No.
I imagine porn. It's on the internet, isn't it?
No. It's a site for partnering with the world's best brands. Earn commission by partnering with recognized brands across all verticals. Sounds more up your street than the veterinary people's street. How bizarre. I wasn't expecting that. And this isn't an ad, by the way. Genuinely thought this would be a site for vets. I'm going to try e-vet.
Perhaps you should start your own.
Well, once
you've got hyphens in there, you may as well just shut up shop. The hyphen is the mark of a business that's about to fail.
Wasn't our podcast website a hyphen one at some point?
And does it still exist?
Well, no, it got stolen by those people.
When I used to work for Bristol and West Mortgages, remember that bank? No, of course you don't, because their website was Bristol-West, and now they're dead. They're gone. No one remembers Bristol and West Mortgages. Ooh. They're gone.
Yvette, spelt like the name, .com, is available for sale. But it's one of those, this site is available. Ring this number to buy it. So it's probably...
Oh, so available as in it's 30 grand. Yeah, yeah, not really available.
But I mean, that's, what, half a cat bill? 30 grand? Just get one cat with a sore paw and you've basically made your money back?
I don't think you know how vetting works. Plus, you have to stick your hands up a cow's rear end as well. That's part of being a vet.
I mean, I know they have their hazing rituals, but I don't think everyone makes you do stuff like that.
I think you do.
I've had my arms in worse, I suppose.
Okay.
So, video games then, boys and girls. Goodness me. Anna, had you played Deathloop last week? I can't remember.
I have not, no.
Would you like to talk about it so we don't have to hear about Sheepdog's hands?
Sure. So I got Deathloop Tuesday. Sounds right. And this game's weird. It's very strange. I like the aesthetic because it looks like Borderlands, the other one, Bioshock.
It looks like Bioshock, yeah.
It's got all that jazz and I liked it. And it's got shooting and it's got like powers from Dishonored, because I'm all about Dishonored. But it doesn't gel with me because, like, I keep dying. So basically, the premise is you've got four or maybe eight, like, baddie people that you have to kill in one day. And your day is up to morning, noon, afternoon, and night. And these people, these baddies, are spread around a map, and you can visit each map at certain times because that's when the baddies will be in that area, which is fine. I got that premise. I was doing that. But then what you have to, what you get is you get, you have one life, basically. You don't know. So you wake up on a beach. You don't know who you are. You don't know what your name is. And you don't know what you're doing. You just basically wake up. And then this voice starts talking to you through your controller, which I found very bizarre at first. And basically, you need to find out what you're doing and why and who you are. And I can't do it because I did like the first like tutorial. I went in, I had to go and find more guns, and then I had to kill this woman who was after me in the game. And then I started the day again, and I only had one gun, and I had no powers. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps resetting if you die. Now, each time you go to a different map, you get, oh, I think it's three lives. So you've got the life that you go in with, and then you have two extra lives. And every time you are downed, it rewinds about, I don't know, a minute back to where you were. So you're out of the gunfire and you can head on to your objective again. But if you die three times, then that's it. Your day is over and you start again and you have no powers and no gun.
That sounds horrific.
Okay.
It is. I've managed to get two powers. But then I died, and then it just started again. I was just like, oh. But the thing is, every time you go in to the game, you know more, you have more information. So, you know, instead of having to go through the rocks to get a password, you already know that password and you wake up, so you don't have to do that bit again. So every time you do it, you have more information, have a different way approaching things. As that is happening, people, after like the tutorial, I'm just putting like in quotation marks, people can enter your game. That's annoying because someone entered my game, killed me twice within like a minute, and I had to start my whole
thing right.
again, and it was just annoying. So I haven't played it since.
You need, firstly, Anna, you need to turn that off.
Yeah.
Turn it off straight away. I set it to friends only so that realistic randoms aren't going to come in.
Well, I didn't know it was on, if I'm honest. I read the thing, but I was like, I would never turn that on. I thought it was already off.
Like in your like in the top left where you've got like your PlayStation name, whatever it is, like your profile in the top left.
Yep.
I think you click on it and it's something like online maybe.
Right, okay.
And then friends only and offline, I think you can do. I just set it to friends only because I don't want any of that stuff going on.
No.
Sad enough as it is.
It is, yeah.
I don't know if you got far enough to where you can start keeping items after runs.
Yes, I got the power thing.
To keep items.
Yeah, you have to upgrade them, don't you? And then you get
to do some sort of something with them, and then the next time you do a run, you get to keep them.
Yes.
No, I've not got past that point where if I die in that run, do I lose them all again, or is that permanently keeping them then? I don't know. Maybe it is. It seems like it is.
Right, okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know neither, because I knew the game was like you have to keep doing it every day, but it just got on my nerves, and I was streaming it as well, and it just... Yeah, I got stressed a bit, so I turned it off.
I see what you mean.
But people are giving it 10s out of 10s, aren't they? They're praising
it. People are loving
it. Yeah.
And I want to like it similarly.
Yeah.
And I think it just needs time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not meant to be a...
It's like Returnal.
A little bit,
yeah.
But I feel like it's much more... I feel like it's a bigger budget. I feel like there's more of a scope to this. Because for Returnal, it felt like there's just a series of pre-built rooms that are just kind of all slapped together randomly at the end, every time you die, and it's like randomly generated. this is the same day happening over and over again. And if you die, you start again. If you get to the end of the day and you've not finished what you've got to do, you start again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a case of go until you die. If you don't get your stuff done at the end of like the end of the day, you start again. And certain things require you to move time forward. You can move time forward into like, say it's morning and you need to get you know, like do something on a certain time frame. You know, like
yeah,
you need to do something in the afternoon. You have to push the time forward. So
you
effectively,
lose that section of time.
Yeah. Yeah, and moving, like restarting is kind of becomes the normal. And like you say, you gain the information, you gain leads, you discover these new things, and each time you are piecing it together, like you say, and now I don't need to do such and such a thing because now I know how to do whatever it is. At some point, you'll be able to carry over your powers as well, because you get like I said, powers, and some are random ones. There's some real random ones in there, but like the ones I've dealt with are pretty much like a teleportation dash.
Yeah.
And I couldn't afford to carry that over
mm-hmm.
yet, but there'll come a point where you'll be able to carry that over, and then this is where I think giving it time is what is required. Like a lot of games, they put all the stuff at the front, and then there comes like a grinding section where you've got to grind that game out to kind of like level up sort of thing to get towards end game. This game, I feel like there's a lot of grind at the start to be able to find where you become.
Like, so you're telling me that the powers, I can keep them if I upgrade them?
Yes.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I might go back to it.
Same as you do with weapons, you can do the same with powers, but it's like much more expensive.
Yeah, because I was like, I had two, and I thought, like, oh, I'll upgrade one of these. I didn't have enough.
Yeah, it was like 8,000, whatever it is, to upgrade to save the weapon for the next run. I was like, well, this guy gave me a purple weapon. I've got to keep the purple weapon.
Yes.
I don't want the crappy grey one that I start with every time. Just give me the purple one. And then I was like, 15,000 for the dash, though. I was like, maybe I should have saved for that. Never mind. But that's the thing. I don't even know what the points are called. It's got a really weird name. The currency you use to save your weapons and do all this stuff with. It's like an energy. It's like a weird energy that people emit, and certain items in the world emit this energy, and you can like store it. You can like take it from things and then store it and then put it into your weapons to save them for the next run. If you get to the end of the day, you lose that as well.
Yes.
So if you've got to spend it and spend it wisely, sort of thing. If you think I'm going to save up and do a few runs, it ain't happening. You've got one run of a day to do it. And if you don't spend it, it's gone, and you start again, and you've got to work at building it back up again. So I feel like there's going to come a point where your weapons are going to stay, your powers are going to stay, and this could all be absolutely... I could be speaking absolutely nonsense now, because I don't know what happens if I start this next run. I'll probably come back to you next week with this, when I'm saying I was totally wrong. If I start the next run, do I keep them the day after that, sort of thing? Or do I just save them for the next day and I've got to then work at saving them again?
See, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. In my mind, I want to say that's a bit mean, because if I've got to keep saving my gun every single day, it's going to be a pain.
But then you might find a better gun. You don't know, do you?
Oh, there is. There's always better guns. Because that's the other thing about this game. Tiny little bit of Borderlands in it, in the sense of they give you guns, and there's lots of different guns that are all the same, but instead of you getting this pistol that you've already got, this one's blue.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, blue's better than grey, of course it is. You're like, oh, but this one's purple. Purple's better than blue, of course it is. I was like, I don't even like this gun, but it's purple. I want it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. This nail gun is crap, but yeah, but it's purple.
I had a purple
care.
Nail gun. Yeah.
It's clearly this is better, and it's not. It just makes it. I immediately got rid of it. I was like, it's just more so, but it's worth using the nail gun. I thought. I got it in my head. Nail guns are silent, aren't they? I asked in chat this afternoon.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
In my mind, nail guns are silent compared to a gun. And then someone went, oh, I've never fired a gun, but in my experience, nail guns are really loud. And I went, yeah,
but not in the game. In the game, they're silent. Because I used it for a while. Yeah, the nail guns are silent.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes, it is interesting.
Because I alerted a lot of people when I started firing that nail gun, and I wasn't very good at it either. But
well, if you just headshot them, and they're on their own,
that's the easiest thing to do when they're running at me.
That's why you stealth it.
Oh, I was trying to stealth it, but I was just panicking at that point. I was
impatient.
Like, okay, I've been... the guns jam as well.
Yes,
jamming guns ain't fun.
And
I'm like, why is this gun not shooting? It's like, oh, it's just a jam button on front of my screen. It's like, okay, great.
Yeah, that's.
But yeah, the guns are. I like some of the guns. I don't like others. I don't like the jamming. I don't like certain things about certain things. But it's the overall the game I quite like. Mm-hmm. I want to like it more, and I feel like I can. And because of the fact that everyone's giving this 10 out of 10, I feel like.
Need to like
what
it.
Am I missing?
Yeah.
And what am I missing? And I feel like I need to just keep pushing and pushing until something clicks. Or I get to the point where I see the whole loop, no pun intended. I see the whole loop of it, of what it wants me to do. And then go,
and then it clicks.
Okay, this just isn't for me. Maybe this just isn't for me. But it kind of clicked for me last night, and I was like, okay. And I went into stream today and I was like, I got like maybe more lost again. I was like, wait, what? And then, but I also enjoyed myself. I did enjoy what I was doing. So
it's got to grow.
There's a good game in there, clearly.
Yeah.
It's just,
not
it can't
there,
be
yeah.
that bad. It can't be bad if the amount of, you know, high scores it's getting, there must be something to it. And either it's just not for me or I've just not got to the point.
But then it comes to the thing where they paid for the reviews because it's the last Bethesda game on PlayStation.
Who paid for the reviews?
If Bethesda paid...
No.
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 It's happened before, hasn't it?
No. Probably not. No. I wouldn't have said so. Not... No, not in my opinion. I don't think so, and I don't think the amount of people that are saying this is a good game. I don't think they'd be paying for that. It's also, why would Bethesda pay for good reviews? If anything, they'd be doing the opposite because Microsoft owns them. Surely Microsoft want them. Microsoft going. This PlayStation
is this just on PlayStation then, or is it?
It's a PlayStation exclusive for right now. So they probably want that to fall as flat as it can.
Yeah.
So, until it comes out on Xbox next year.
But it's on PC, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's a console exclusive right now, though. It's only on PS5. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I definitely have enjoyed what I've played, and I'll continue
to
put time in.
Okay.
I'll put time into it. I will put more time into it.
Splendid. You know what else you should put time into, Pabby?
Mm-hmm.
Putting an advert into this podcast. Do that now.
Okay.
Good work. Had you two finished talking about Deathloop? I'm ready to move you on.
Yes.
You've filled the first half of the podcast with it in a game that you've established is all right.
I mean, it's the biggest game of the week, so...
It's not the biggest game of the week. The biggest game of the week is the game I've spent all evening playing. It did come out in August, so I'm a little bit late to the party. But
I haven't finished my about my games yet.
No, I wasn't asking about your games. I asked you about Deathloop.
You've changed the format.
I have spent... This is how we do the first half every week. You just don't normally get in the first half. Mm-hmm. We always bounce around all over the place, and then we leave people to mop up in the second half with their lists. We don't have lists. We have individual games. But I've spent the entire evening playing Boyfriend Dungeon.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is a dungeon crawler dating sim. You know how much I like a dating sim? Well, Persona, which has dating sim elements in. I'm just going to read this directly from Wikipedia. It takes place in an urban fantasy setting. The player character must fight through dungeons with the help of a human partner who can transform into a sentient weapon. Outside of dungeons, the players can date their partner in visual novel-style sequences that increase their power in combat. General gist, you're wandering around a town where you've got a really over-familiar cousin who hasn't seen you for 10 years, but really, really, really cares about your dating life and insists that you start dating. And he's just constantly setting up dates for you. And you then have one of the places where you can go meet dates is the dungeons where monsters are spawning, because monsters spawn in this place, obviously. And there's two types of people who can take on the monsters. There's wielders, who can't turn into weapons, and everyone else, who can turn into weapons. Unfortunately, I tried to turn into a weapon and can't. I am a wielder, so it then becomes a whole thing of you've got all these selections of different weapons to choose from, and each one of them is also a person. And the way you level up the weapons is by dating that person. And it's just nuts. It's a crazy, crazy game. But I'm enjoying it. It's like a 4 or 5 hour little indie game. It's just mad enough to tickle my sensibilities. And I've had a jolly, splendid evening playing through Boyfriend Dungeon, which is available on just about everything, I think, apart from PlayStation. It is on Xbox Game Pass. You can get it on Switch. You can get it on Steam. My first exposure to it was Evil Uno talking about it on his vlog. He's a wrestler, Anna. Evil Uno had played it. That drew my eye. And then I sat down in the living room this evening and Anna loaded up Game Pass. And what do you know? It's there front and center. She downloaded it. It looked nuts. So I've played it. Have you been playing it all evening as well? Or did you give up after a while?
I went back to the game I've been playing the most this week.
I see. So it didn't capture your interest the way it captured my interest.
It did not.
I liked Boyfriend Dungeon. You should get it. It's free, everybody. If you've got Game Pass, go play Boyfriend Dungeon. And now Anna can tell you all about Persona.
Oh, what a rabbit hole I went down this week. So I don't know how or why, but I just wanted something to play. I was just sitting there and I was just looking at my PlayStation. I was like, right, what's installed? What do I don't have to move? And Persona, the Persona 5 was on my desktop. And I was just like, so I turned it on. I was just tootling along. I did. So basically, if you don't know what Persona is, you are a student at a high school. You develop this way to get into people's hearts, and they are called palaces if they are, what's the word, arrogant, just they think of themselves highly, and basically
bad people,
you have to take them down. So the first palace, the first bad guy is a PE teacher who is trying to get with students and abusing students, and it's your task that you find, I don't even know how you find out, but you just stumble upon the castle, which is his look on the school. So in his mind, the school is his castle and he is the king. And in there is all like boobs and bums and half naked schoolgirls, because literally that's what is in his head, because he is a perverted mess, and you have to take him down. So I was playing that. I was playing Persona 5, and I did the first palace, and I thought, you know what? I know I've got royal somewhere.
You've got royal somewhere.
Yes, I've got. Well, Kevin bought Persona 5 royal, and he proceeded to buy it on his discless PlayStation 5, so he gave me this.
Yeah, I've bought Persona 5 three times. I bought the limited edition when it first came out, the limited edition of Royal when that first came out, and the day I got my PS5, I slung the disc for the PS4 version at Anna and bought 5 again as a download on the PS5, because I can't live in a world where I can't just play Persona 5 when I want to.
So, I thought, I'll put five royal in, and I'll just transfer my save. Oh no, you can't transfer saves, and that irritated me. But I already started it in March this year on Royal because it's on a disc, and I didn't. So I had just finished the first palace in Royal. No, in five, in Royal I was at the start of that palace, and honestly, it is better on Royal than it is on the normal one. Now, if you're on PlayStation Plus, you get Persona 5 as part of your collection for free. Now, if I was you, I would go and get Royal, just because it's just better. You've got a grappling hook. I don't think you get that in... I didn't get that one the first...
You do not?
No, you get a grappling hook. That's fun to do because it zips you around the palaces. You get these things called will seeds. And if you find all three while you're in a palace, it gives you some really, really good powers later on in the game. So that's excellent. And just the whole...
And more importantly, the new characters.
I don't think I've met a new character
yet. Confidants. You have the girl you meet quite early on. You see her in the intro.
Oh, the red hair.
You don't remember because you haven't played the intro recently. Yeah,
I've been talking to her
and
today.
The counselor man in the school is a new character as well.
Okay, see, I've never got further than halfway through the second palace. I've been told that there is at least nine. So
I think it's nine. I think on Royal, I think it is nine.
So
I can't remember. I have finished this game twice.
So I've done two. I had to finish my second one today, which was hard work. Oh my gosh. But Royal is definitely the way to go for Persona 5. Because there was one bit in Persona 5 where you go to a roof in the palace, and you have to, just before then, you have to take like a big dude out, a big boss, and then a bunch of other like little enemies come in. If you don't move fast enough, that you have to take them out, and because you've got this big one and then the small ones, you don't have time to get your health up, and that irritated me, you know. And this time you beat the big one, you zip up because you've now got a grappling hook and you don't have to deal with the little guys. Just the fact that that's in there, just so it's got a better just flow to the game, just makes it better. And then, like Kevin said, there's new characters, there's new places. Like,
there's new music. Oh, new music.
But I didn't know. I thought the game had three main places. So you had like your back streets where your cafe was, you had like underground shopping, and then like a shopping square. Oh no, there's a park and there's a fashion district. I'm going everywhere with everyone.
Yeah, there's loads of places.
I didn't know that, because then all I've done is halfway through the second palace, so I've done that now. I am now past where I've ever got to, because I think when I played it like in 2016, 17, I only got to level 16. I'm now like level 20 and put like 20 hours in. But because I had to play the first palace again, obviously that's accumulated over, so about 30 hours this week on Persona.
It's about 120 hours, the game. But when I play it, it's about 120 hours. So goodness knows how long it'll take you doing every nook and cranny and everything that you like to do in games.
Well, there isn't much to do. Like, there's momentum.
There's not much to
do. No, what I mean is, it's not... Everything follows away. There's always, like... You can't go off and do something for hours and end. You've only got a set amount of time. And then, like, so you make, I don't know, you make some lockpicks, and then your cat goes, right, it's time for bed. And I'm like, well, no, I've just made lockpicks. That's not going to make me super tired.
That relaxes a lot as you get further into it. The deeper you get into it, the more free time you get.
Oh, okay, good. Because that was...
That's what I mean. If you've only done the first couple of palaces, you're just about finishing the tutorial. The game will start to open up more and more from now on.
I see. So, that's literally all I've played this week, I believe. Just, I don't know why. I've just got into it, and that's what I'm playing. And then on stream today and Monday, I started Life is Strange: True Colors. I like Life is Strange, It's very good. So now I...
We couldn't get the Twitch integration to work, though, could we?
Don't know how that works. Don't know how or where or what you do.
There's supposed to be an option built into it where you can set it up on the game so that it will allow your decisions to be made via Twitch chat. There's then a Twitch extension that you plug in, which we did that as well. Logged in on both the PlayStation and on the Twitch extension. Got the stream up and running. First decision, nothing happens.
Well, no, it did.
We
it came
don't
up
know
in,
how the vote...
It came up in...
On the game it did, but not in Twitch it did. There was no way for people to vote. So I don't know if that's just not working properly or if we set it up wrong somehow, but I've had a look at it. We've followed all the steps, so that's a bit disappointing because the idea of that seemed really cool, being able to play through and have the Twitch chat vote on every decision. And I think that'd be a really cool way to get the chat really engaged in what you're doing and turning up for all the streams.
So I tried to do that.
Apparently not.
Like, I tried to do it without that, and that is a bit jarring because you wait, because your stream is in, has a delay, that can take a while, and then obviously that just translates into streaming. It just got annoying. Also, because you turn off the music, that's awkward. That is the most awkwardest thing I've ever had to go through twice. In that first episode, because they are licensed music, you've turned it off. So, like, one of them, like your main character and her brother are dancing to a Kings of Leon song, and because you've got to cut that out, they're just jumping around, and there's no music. It's completely silent.
It's just that they don't even like replace it with just
It is completely silent. It is awkward. I was on the stream and I was like, right, well, there's supposed to be a song playing, but they've completely, okay, they haven't put anything in there to replace it. It's completely silent. And then later on, she sings a song again because it's a licensed song, completely silent. So she's there, her mouth is moving, silence. It is so weird. And so just off-putting. I'm like, I don't like this. Why would you put things in a game and then advertise that the game can be, is good on Twitch, but then you take out like two of the most...
It's no different to how it works in all
games.
No, but
what I'm
though.
Saying
game,
is that...
You can turn the music off so you can stream
them
it.
Them two actions in that game, that song, the two songs, one with her brother and one when she's singing, are pivotal points in that first episode. When you take them out, it's just a bit, it's a bit lacklustre. It's like, it's just very jarring.
It is, it's a bit of an antithesis to itself. It's like saying, play our game on stream and have the chat decide what you want to do. Oh, and there's all this copyrighted music as well in the middle of the game as well for you just to deal with as well. So you can, if you want to stream it, like we said, you can. Apparently you can. You've also got to turn the music off and you've got to play it in silence. So you're like, come on.
She sang the song. She could have just filled in the gaps. That's what Kev would have probably done.
I mean, most streamers have their own music playing, so I imagine that's why they've done it.
Yeah, but this is in the
Not
game.
Not a story-based game, surely.
She buys in the record, it's a present, and then they put it on, and then it's complete silence. And they're doing like air guitars.
You should have seen that coming, and you should have had it Rickroll primed. And then the moment the song started on the game, you should have pressed play on your song, and it would have just looked like, you know, it was happening naturally.
That's also copyright music, though.
True. You could have picked something funny.
What if you'd have just muted the game on streaming, but you could still hear it, so you could sing along to it, karaoke style?
Yeah, you sing it.
I don't
easy.
Know. Kings of Leon.
I've got visions of it being like, everybody dance now.
But yeah, that's very off-putting. So they need to fix that. Just put something there, even instrumental that's nothing to do with Kings of Leon.
Stick the mature gamer theme tune in.
It's just... Like, because they're air...
They don't have the license
the
for that.
The thing is, they're air guitaring to nothing, and it's very weird.
I spent £60 on our theme song.
Not for the podcast bit.
Yeah, the MGP £60 theme tune. The song we play on this podcast every week, I spent £60 on 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure there was a rule that said you couldn't use it on podcasts, though.
Yeah, this isn't a podcast. This is an audio experience.
You might want to edit that bit out, Pab.
No, leave it in. What are you going to do?
I'm only joking. I'm messing around. I just was trying to create more editing for Pab.
He's already got to edit out all those games you talked about earlier.
He better not. The amount of time I spent on that this week.
He will.
He won't. He's going to edit them all out.
I guarantee it.
Friggin' dare you. I dare you, Pab.
Anna, have you got any more?
No. No, that's it.
I friggin' dare.
All I... Did you just swear?
It's a frickin'. Definitely said it. I promise you. I promise you.
Goodness me, I was going to say, that will need editing out if he's potty-mouthing now. All I've played this week, in addition to my boyfriend game, is Football Manager, which I quite like, and am rebuilding Barcelona in front of gazillions of people. It's the
You're
most successful
though,
YouTube series I've ever done. Yeah. What, the great thing is, because it's bringing in loads of new viewers to the channel, there's loads of people commenting who don't even normally watch Football Manager. It's reached outside of Football Manager. So you've got the FIFA lot in, the football lot in, who just don't really understand what's going on. My favourite comment I've had. I don't know why we're watching this. I gave up after half an hour. Thank you for 30 minutes of watch time. Gave up after over half an hour because this guy obviously cheats. There's no way the defence moves like that naturally. He's obviously controlling the opposition defence. No, sir. Football Manager's just not very good at that kind of thing. But I am definitely not cheating. But thank you for your 30 minutes of watch time. But yeah, that seems to be tickling people's fancy, which is nice. With superstar striker Tammy Abraham leading the line for Barcelona. He's the answer to all their problems. All they needed was Tammy Abraham. Who'd have thought? And then Minecraft, which I'm still plugging away at.
I'm glad you said Minecraft and didn't leave that out, because you did talk about your boyfriend game, and I was thinking you've been playing that with only me and Smoothman. So I'm assuming you're in a relationship with Smoothman if you hadn't have put that there.
We don't talk about me and Smoothman.
We flew around the end, though, didn't we? That sounds like a euphemism, but with our Elytra wings, we had some horrific moments where Kevin and I said, let's go into the end. We talked about it on the podcast last week. Let's go into the end, fly across islands and find ships and just get more wings, and we'll just churn through it, you know, bish bash bosh, not mess around, just get as many elytra wings as we could. firstly, Kev missed through his ender. It's Eye of Ender. You have to throw one through the portal to be allowed through into the bit where all the fortresses are. Kev somehow threw his and got mangled in between the bricks, and his game glitched out, which was quite entertaining to see. There's a clip of that floating around. It makes me giggle.
I did not enjoy that moment.
You just got mangled, and all I could see was this completely broken apart Kevin just stuck between all these bits. And then when we got through that, I was like, all right, Kev, I'm going to take everything off. I'm going to be completely, my character's going to be completely naked, and I'm just going to fly off into the void and just see where I end up. And after a point, I was saying, I can't see anything. It's just darkness as far as I can see. And no matter what way I look, I can't tell if I'm going up, down, left, or right. It is just dark. And someone in chat pointed out that I was like 2,000 blocks in the sky. And like normally flying would be 150. So I was so high up that I was able to just fall and eventually found what we were looking for. But once I landed, Kev went to morph himself to me and morph me back to him. And I had to redo the entire flight again. And it was nerve-wracking, wasn't it? Every time I was just absolutely cacking myself trying to find the island before I ran out of steam. But we actually managed to do it.
I do
dying,
need
I
to find a way to allow you lot to teleport as well. Because
yes, you do.
You're talking about these nerve-wracking moments. I'm sat here thinking, I didn't have any. Because while all this is going on, because I'm the only one who can teleport, I can't fly around. Because if he starts to fall out of the sky or runs out of rockets, I'm the one who's got to teleport him back to land before he falls to his death. So I can't be the one flying around, because I'm doing that.
Don't
I'm
pretend
the one who's got
you,
the,
that was
I'm
the
one who's got the silk touch. I'm the one who's got the ender chest. It's like, I can't die, because if I die, we're ruined. So I haven't flown around in the end at all.
I mean, we would have been all right in that, because we were putting them all in the ender chest. So if we died, they would just be back at our bases. We'd only lose the ender chest. That was the point of that.
I suppose.
You were making excuses not to fly. You could have given me the ender chest and then teleported yourself to me.
You're an idiot.
No, like when you flew, you could have given it to me. I could have stood there. If you died, you teleport to me. You know, it would have worked. You were just scared of doing it. Don't even pretend that you were having any other thoughts.
I don't like to die in Minecraft. Or in general, really.
I mean, I said none of us died. I died like three or four times, just flying straight up into the roof of things and stuff like that. But yeah, it was fun.
A beautiful moment when he said, "I'm just going to fly up to that ship to get the elytra out of it." And he just flew straight up in the air, and you could just see it on my stream. You watched him fly up, and then you just watched him fall straight back down again like a rock, because he'd just flown up into the bottom of the ship, hit his head, and fell down and died. It was brilliant.
And I also freaked out, because I thought Kev was outside, told him to teleport me to him, and he was in the middle of a room full of enemies attacking him. So I thought he'd done it on purpose. I was just like, "What are you doing, you idiot?" I was like freaking out. And he was like, "You told me to teleport me to me, and that this is what I was doing. I'm just trying to help." I've never heard Kev feel so like, "Why are you telling me off? I don't know what I've done." And I was like losing my mind because I couldn't believe. I was like, "Why are you being so difficult? You were outside. Why are you doing this?" But yeah, it turned out I was just panicking. Didn't lose anything. We got back with more stuff than we left with. Everything was perfect, and.
Now we've got Uber wings. We've got all the wings in the universe. I could put a wing on every limb and still have wings left over.
I've noticed the game glitches a bit. If you're flying and you open your inventory and it shows your character isn't standing in a flying pose looking cool. He's flapping about, leaning backwards with his legs in the air.
Noticed how much it glitches when there's three of us on the server and we're all flying in different directions, all loading up new chunks.
Yes.
That's terrifying because you're flying, but you're basically flying over a void and then the map is filling in behind you. But at any point, there could be a mountain that appears that you're in the middle of because the chunk hasn't loaded up and you're already there. And yeah, I think it's a little bit scary and dangerous. Haven't quite died doing that yet, but have fallen out of the sky once, but luckily landed in water.
Yeah, I've fallen out of the sky for a bit and luckily hit off a firework as I was about to hit the ground. I don't really get that because surely it's a Minecraft realm. It's Minecraft, so it's going to be in Azure in the cloud. So whenever there's a kind of a issue with strength and power, they just add more cores into it. And why aren't we just getting that service from them?
I don't know. I guess this is why people still do private servers rather than paying for realms. Perhaps realms are rubbish. Perhaps realms were all right for 9-year-olds on creative mode, but perhaps as adults with a massive world full of mobs and other stuff. I mean, there's so much going on at our base now. And when the other night we had Smoothman there at the base with everything loaded there, and me and you flying in opposite directions to places we'd never flown before, it was probably just really overstressing it. It's not designed for that.
But I mean, it's three players. I just had a quick look at it. It says you might be having issues if there's too many people in there at once. Three shouldn't be too many, should it? I mean,
yeah, but the three of us have got the mass of like eight people. So perhaps it takes that into account.
Maybe. The only options are poor internet connection, which you don't have. And mine's reasonable enough. Low spec hardware, which we don't have.
We're establishing is it's Smoothman's fault.
Maybe. But then too many players is the other thing. And it doesn't seem... It's probably Pab secretly loading it up and just feeding his chickens that he's got underground. Because that's what we did. We did a mass chicken cull. I was trying to explain this to Smoothman when he came on. I was like, "You might notice your farm's a little bit smaller." I went and murdered most of your animals. And he was like, "Oh, why is that?" And I said, he thought it was because we just needed them for something. And I was like, "Nah, the server was just like going a bit funny." So we killed every chicken we could find because we had hundreds of chickens.
Because someone had filled his house with chickens at one point.
Yeah, you.
Didn't help.
I was trying to do magic and Kev pelted like 60 eggs at me and they all turned into chickens and then the whole realm just fell apart. So
Well, look, sometimes when you're just standing around, I want to throw eggs at your head. In Minecraft, I can get away with it. In real life, you get all grumpy about it. Although now you can't moan about it getting all knotted up in your hair the way you do. "I don't want egg in my hair." Well, you can just wipe it off your head now. Yeah, fair game for eggs.
I am. I don't think we've spoken about that on the podcast because it has happened since last podcast, but I am completely officially bald now rather than
not news
bald
to anyone. Everyone knows you've been bald for as long as you've been alive. You came out of the womb bald. You never grew any hair. And you're still bald now.
People come up to me at events and go, "I thought you were bald." And they say that so often.
They ain't going to say that anymore.
No, they're not going to say that anymore because I officially am.
I see you are bald.
Yeah, they'll just be like, "That
Kev
must
was
be,
right all these years.
Must be sheepdog," yeah. But it's been glorious. I'm loving it. Not having to worry about whether my hair's tidy has been fantastic.
Yeah, but your boy doesn't like it, does he?
He's not so bothered now, or at least he's stopped talking about it. My littlest keeps just referencing how bald I am. And some of my colleagues keep starting calls with, how's the baldness going? And I'm like, you've asked me this like 5 times this week. I mean, what do you think the answer's going to be? The first time it was like, yeah, it's a novelty, isn't it? Yeah. But now it's like, yeah, good. I need to shave again.
Perhaps you should have a hair tattoo, Bam Bam Bigelow style.
It's so spiky at the moment, it actually hurts if I touch it. So I need to shave again tomorrow morning. But yeah, maybe I'll just... I don't want to get it tattooed as hair. I'd rather get it tattooed as no hair so that it doesn't grow back. I don't know if that would be the best way to do that. But I was considering just putting wax strips on and seeing how painful it is.
Well, yeah, I bet that won't hurt. You should do that. Do that tomorrow.
Do that on video.
I'm over in Peterborough tomorrow for the football. I'll bring wax with me. You don't even have to put your hand in your own pocket. I'm going to bring the wax. I'll be there lunchtime before kick off.
This would probably backfire, but if I put it all on my head, attached it to something, and then jumped so it all ripped off at once, that would probably be nice.
Yeah, the absolute best way really to do it. The way we're going to do we have to put all the wax on at once. Don't just do one strip and see if it hurts.
Yank the hell
out of your head with wax, cover you with strips.
Oh, no.
Make sure you get your eyelids in there as well. Just get everything.
Put a bicycle helmet on. And like my son's got a helmet with all gaps in it. If we just put that on and fill the gaps with wax... And then just rip it off.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. I promise. I will be there. I'll buy all the stuff. It's fine.
Jeez.
I'm willing to. I just want it. I want this transition to be easier for you.
You're actually making me cringe. Stop it.
It is a nightmare.
I'm just trying to help him out, Anna.
So far, it's enough of a novelty that Mrs. Sheepdog doesn't mind shaving the back of my head for me because I can't see it. And I don't have any way of doing it. I understand now.
You used to be a teacher. There should be eyes back there.
I understand why a lot of bald people have that circle of hair around the back because they just get fed up of trying to do that
every
bit.
Day.
You can do all the bits you can see. But at the moment, Mrs. Sheepdog just lets me sit there while she shaves it. And she's always shocked that I'm letting her do it. I figured if she wanted to kill me, she'd have done it by now. If she's going to take a shot at me, she'd have had it by now. It's been long enough. So I feel safe. If she's trying to lull me into letting my guard down, then this is the moment to strike. But yeah, I think she's starting to get bored of it, though. She's done it twice, and this time she's like, oh, for God's sake. And I will buy a proper... I need people to tell me what are good ones to do. Someone told me to get some sharp electric thing that just sounded like it was going to massacre me, and I was like, I'm not putting my head in that, on that, whatever it was. But yeah, I need suggestions of what's good so I can just sort it.
Sorted.
Surely you have to wet shave it, don't you? I don't understand. I'm not an expert, but the only way it's going to be close enough is if you wet shave it.
I mean, when I went to the barbers, they didn't wet shave it, and it was pretty much spot on. I just did it. I'd wet shaved it when I got in just to make it perfect kind of thing. But yeah, when I came out of there, I was like, okay, this is actually really smooth. I'm surprised they got it so smooth. But yeah, wet shaving is what I want to do. It's just a faff and... can't see the back, so I don't even know how people do it. Do I just have to start getting used to just doing it blind and hope
I mean
the best?
I cut my own hair. I you know, it's you need mirrors. Do you not have mirrors in your house?
Well, only one at the front. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
get a mirror
behind
me?
Around the back as well. Yeah, that's what I do when I cut my hair.
I don't know if that's going to mess with the interior design of our bathroom.
I mean, you don't have to leave it up. You can just hang it on the door handle or something, on your dressing gown hook. Tell me where you found a dressing gown hook.
I don't own a dressing gown. Why would I own a dressing gown? When would I need to wear a dressing gown?
In the mornings.
When you're going out to fetch the newspaper off the lawn, do you just go out there hanging free?
I don't get a newspaper off the lawn. Who does that? We're not in America. I've no need to wear a dressing gown.
About you.
They're very comfy.
There you go. They're very comfy. I also don't own one, so I don't really have an example of when you might want to wear one. Pab, tell him when he'd wear a dressing gown.
Do karate, maybe?
Maybe.
I'd
buy a mirror. No. See, none of you do. I have to buy a mirror then.
Anna does. Anna wears... You just wear it as a jumper when you're cold.
Yes, I do, because I'm so comfy.
You don't wear it over pyjamas or anything. You just... Rather than putting a jumper on, you'll put a dressing gown on.
You tell me I'm not allowed the heating on.
You're not. It's August nearly.
It's September, but whatever.
Nearly the end of September.
Basically August. Look, We're not having the heating on until I get cold. And I sit in a room full of computers and studio lights all day.
So you're warm.
It never gets cold in here. Yeah, exactly. Come and sit in here with me.
No, thank you. There's no room.
You need a small room full of heat-creating devices, and then you'll never need heat.
You turn them off once in a while.
Well, what am I going to do? Sit here reading a book?
Yes. Reading.
Got work to do. Right, somebody talk about video games. I think Pab.
Me?
Are you gonna get involved in this podcast? Goodness sake.
Okay.
All you've done so far is edit out all Sheepdog's games.
I know. I'll try my best to put something in for him, but no guarantees.
Well, he was swearing all the way through, which makes it harder as well. Yeah. I've never heard a video game review so full of effing and jeffing.
I mean, they need to do a better job.
Angry about
don't
it.
Get me started on it again. Like,
no,
it was terrible.
Yeah, we don't want to go back to that.
It's
yeah,
the jankiest pile of janky.
No, yeah. We'll get sued.
Right.
Fab.
I finished late this week.
Yay.
Took considerably longer, once again, than what I expected. I'm not trusting the websites where it says how long to beat, and it's like 6 hours, and it's 7.5. I'm like, what am I doing different? It's not even that hard of a game.
Faffing about, by the sounds of you.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I always beat those times. I take those times as a challenge and beat them.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm generally,
you probably fell asleep, Pab, knowing you.
Generally, I don't. In the past, they've been on the mark, those times. I'm like, last two games I've played, I'm nowhere near it. And it's just like, what? It's not even that hard.
Because you're too busy chatting to your chat now. Now you're streaming.
No, not even that.
Too busy flapping your gums.
It's not even that, because it's a game that I can sort of like, it's a very chill game where I can do kind of both. And I'm just delivering posts, doing my story stuff. And I'm thinking, is it the fact that I was given a camera at some point and I can take pictures? And am I just being too artistic and trying to find a nice artsy fartsy picture? Like, no, not.
That is always a sign of people being artistic.
Not
when
overly.
They start calling it artsy fartsy.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. I don't feel like I was being overly artsy fartsy though. And I didn't even win the competition.
No,
that's how artsy fartsy I wasn't. I was the woman in the shop said, "Okay, can you bring the camera back by the end of today?" I went, "Oh, I'm not taking all my pictures." So then I went around and rushed and took the rest of my pictures around town, handed them all back in. And she went, "Oh, does this..."
How many of them were of your willy?
No, it's, well, one, I play a woman in the game, so. and secondly, it's first person, so you don't.
What do girls take pictures of when they get a camera then? Anna, when you get a new camera, what do you take pictures of if it's not your willy?
The room I'm standing in.
Yeah, that's not as good, is it? Pab, carry on.
So anyway, I didn't win. I got told there's a contest thing in the magazine that you, or whatever it is, that you can enter. And I was like, all right, okay. And it was like, pick one of your photos to send off to thing. And he's like, no, you didn't win. I was like, I felt certain that it was going to let me win. I was like, sure, this is just like, nope. He did not win. I was like, clearly didn't take much of a...
Bet the winning one was of a willy.
I don't know. We'll never know. It didn't tell me who the winner was.
William McWilliamson.
It didn't tell me. But I finished it. The game kind of ends. It's a very nice game. You know, like... A game that's just like... Just very relaxing, very... It's not really controversial. It's nothing edgy like about it. It's just a very nice game where you go around and deliver some posts. There's some story to it. There's some choices in your dialogue to be made. There's some choices in what you want to do. Ultimately, I wanted to... I don't want to spoil the end of it, but ultimately, I wanted to do something, and I thought this is a reasonable thing to do that is sound and what can happen. Ultimately, you couldn't do that because the game didn't want me to do that. And it gave me a choice of this, or this. And I was like, surely I can have my cake and eat it too, sort of thing. The scenario is not impossible where I could do both. It was like, no, you can either have this or this. And I was like, oh, come on. Come on. In my head, I had it set up that this is what would happen. Logistically, this is what will happen. Why wouldn't it? And it was like, no, this is very straight edge. If it's like 1, 2, or 3, pick, make your decision. I was like, oh, come on. Could have been better. But overall, it wasn't bad. I did enjoy my time with it. I've said it last week, it's like £15. It's the sort of game that you might see on Game Pass in the next 12 months, maybe. I feel like it might be. But it's a very cool little game. It's, like I say, it's a nice to look at. It's a very pretty game. Some cool indie music in there. And it's a nice little story. It is a very nice little story to just relax and drive around a nice little quiet town, delivering mail to people. But other than that and Deathloop, that is all I've played this week.
Well.
I know.
Are we all done then? I think we're done. Should we end the podcast?
Yeah.
I think we should end the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Not forever, just for this week. We'll probably do one next week. Because next week FIFA's out. FIFA!
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's on EA Play next week.
Okay.
EA Play next week, early access and full release the week after.
Interesting.
FIFA. Guess what I'll be talking about next week?
FIFA.
Not FIFA, because it's out on Thursday and that's Anna's graduation, Yay. So I won't have played it.
We should ask my brother.
But I'll be thinking about it.
You could play it during the graduation.
No, he can't. I'd sit for Wiz.
It's not a bad idea. I've got 2 hours to fill while you're there doing your drinking at the hotel.
I don't think it's at the hotel this time.
Where are you going to put your dress on?
I think it's at the cathedral.
Yeah, but you start at the hotel and that's where you do your drinking.
No,
and then
it's
you walk
there.
To the cathedral.
Everything's at the cathedral for COVID.
Where do you drink then?
I don't know. Cathedral.
Make sure you...
I don't think you know what a cathedral is.
We ate and drank at the cathedral. That was when I got asked to chase Warwick Davis.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to Five Guys. I'm going to have a lovely, lovely meal.
Yes.
I'm going to pre-game at Five Guys.
Load up on burgers.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case they've only got volumes. I'm not going to enjoy cathedral food, let's face it.
Yeah,
it's
the lecturers aren't going to enjoy it because they've got two ceremonies to do that day. So, A for them.
They'll be hammered by the second one.
Can you try and test out the old remote play over 4G? That could be a proper review on the Friday. You could say, right, I loaded up FIFA on my phone, playing on my Xbox.
I could
at
just
home.
Go and hang out in John Lewis.
Ooh.
You can tell us how it all went.
If I take my PlayStation with me and just plug it into one of the tellies in John Lewis, sorted.
And then you can't be in the cathedral playing FIFA.
I can't be in the cathedral for the 2 hours. I've got to drop her off at 4. I'm not welcome there until 6:30. I've got time to kill. I might book into a hotel.
Have a nap.
They do often rent by the hour in Peterborough.
There is one. There's one out by the industrial estate that you can do by the hour.
How do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
It's well known. It's Peterborough folklore. I don't think you get a lot of people turn up on their own for PlayStation under their arm saying, can I have 2 hours,
I bet they do. But that's their biggest problem.
Yeah, it's on FIFA release day, there'll probably be a queue of us, all with PlayStations under our arms. two hours, please. Everyone wearing their work uniforms. I've got to do overtime. Disgraceful. Right, anyway, follow us on the internet. I'm at Lelujo.
And I'm at Sheepdog6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
Yeah, you are, Pabby.
Mm-hmm.
We know where you are.
The dog is curled up like a little ball. It looks so
kick
sweet.
Him. See how far he goes.
our dog or one of Sheepdog's new dogs?
I was going to say, I'm just sprinkling out. That wasn't real. I'm just putting evidence out there so that my parents think I'm anti-dog. And then they'll...
What dogs have they got, do you know?
Yeah, Labradors.
Small ones.
I'll send you a video of them if you want.
Yeah.
They're very cute.
See you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.